they've played in here in Oakland very well. We've played there very well, and they've played here very well. So just knowing that, knowing they're getting off the plane, and they've consistently played well here, we know we have to play our best game of football to beat these guys.
It is back to work for the Oakland Raider players 10 days since their last game, and it's certainly back to work for the head coach of the Raiders in probably the most trying time as his 2 weeks have gone past as his tenure as the head coach of the Raiders. Welcome back to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined by the head coach of the Raiders, Dennis Allen. And first of all, we all extend our deepest condolences on your loss. The last couple of weeks, I know, have been very trying for you and your family.
No, they've been difficult. But I tell you, we've had a lot of support, both from this organization, from all the National Football League, and a lot of friends and family. So we've got a lot of people that are helping us through it.
Your dad was with you, I know, opening night when you played San Diego here. We saw him in Atlanta when you made the trip back home. I saw him as recently as Kansas City when the Raiders beat the Chiefs in late October. Was that the last time you had a chance to visit with your dad?
Yeah, it was the last time I got a chance to visit with him and see him in person. And he was so excited about being there at Kansas City and being in the team meal room and getting to go out and watch practice and, you know, obviously being on the field before the game. So, dad was a huge influence in my life. He's got me involved in athletics from a very early age, and I owe him a lot.
What was it like growing up the son of a former NFL player and a guy who was a tough player, tough linebacker?
Yeah, well, I mean, he wasn't the greatest athlete in the world, but he got by on heart and determination, and that's kind of the same way he was as a father. You know, he's a very loving father, but yet also a very, very tough father at times, too. But he taught us about hard work and how to do things the right way. And I believe that's one of the reasons why I've been able to get to this position.
How much did you reach out to him during the course of this first season as a head coach in the NFL and all the ups and downs you've had to endure?
Yeah, well, we talked a lot. Dad growing up and being a football player and playing in the National Football League, he and I followed his footsteps and played in college at Texas A&M just like he did. So we had a lot in common in that regard. And so we talked a lot about that type of stuff. And when things are tough, it was always good to be able to call him. And he always had some good words of advice.
Right after the Cleveland game, you have to leave the football team and be away. And then you come back and you got to coach a game a few days later. How trying was that for you, just personally, to get your team ready to play Peyton Manning on a short week and also do what you have to do as a son?
Yeah, well, it was tough. And really, I got to give, the credit to the coaching staff of, being able to get these guys together. And I felt like in the Denver game, I thought our guys went out and played hard. We came up on the short end of the stick. Against a good Denver team, but I thought our guys were prepared. I thought our guys played hard. We just weren't able to quite get it done. But for me personally and for my family, it was a very trying time. There was a lot of things going on in a short period of time, and it was a difficult thing to get through. But it's like anything else in life. It's adversity that you got to be able to overcome and you move on from, and that's what we're trying to do.
And there was a lot of good in that football game. On defense, the Broncos got into your red zone 7 different times, which is not good, the volume, but you only let them in the end zone twice, and you were able to sack Peyton Manning 3 times on that Thursday night.
Yeah, well, I thought the defense, I thought they played extremely hard. That's a good football team, and Peyton Manning's a Hall of Fame quarterback, and they made some plays. If we would have been able to get off the field a little bit more on third down, maybe they don't get down in the red zone very much. But at the end of the day, it's about points scored. And I thought our defense did an outstanding job of stopping them down in the red zone.
All right, Kansas City Chiefs will be the opponent on Sunday. They're not going to have Dwayne Bowe, which will make the passing game a little easier. But certainly the number one objective of your defense is to tackle Jamaal Charles, one of the most explosive backs in football, which you did a great job of when you beat them at Arrowhead in late October.
Yeah, well, there's no easy jobs in the National Football League. And so this will be a tough competition of going out and trying to stop Jamaal Charles. I believe he's had, 100 yards in 4 of the last 5 games. And he's very explosive. He's one of those threats that can go the distance at any time. So we've got to do a great job of getting off blocks, up front and at the linebacker position. And we got to do a great job of swarming and tackling.
All right, 3 more games to go in the remainder of the season. Last home game on Sunday, then 2 on the road in Charlotte and San Diego. What do you want to see, besides winning the football games? What do you want to see from these final three
Well,
games?
I mean, obviously, that's the first thing we want to see is we want to get some wins, and we want to gain some momentum going into the offseason. But really what I want to see is I want to see our team continue to fight and continue to improve. And I want to see some of these young players and see what they can do. Like I said, the main goal is to go out there and win football games. But I believe we can do that and get a chance to evaluate some of these younger players also.
And we'll find out more on Sunday, last home game of the year against the Kansas City Chiefs. Coach, thank you so much
Great.
For your time.
Thanks.